Just a bit of history to this project. In 2006, the department initiated site acquisition of via POW offices for a site to be part of New Gaelscoil in Sligo. In 2009, at the school initiative nearby land was zoned for commuters. The department acquired a 4-acre site. The site is fully supported by planning, roads, heritage and Irish Water as a suitable for a school. In May 2022, the department appointed a consultant project manager to drive the design team in this. In the 14th of June, which was good, an architect design team was appointed, which was 13 months after the project's manager's engagement, which was all very positive. This is under the ADAPT 3 programme requirement, which is intended to expedite the delivery for schools in leased accommodation. So after all these stages, the whole point of this ADAPT problem is accelerate delivery of architecture planning and tendering. But this is going on. So the actual project at the moment is still at stage one, after going through all these processes, and it should be well up on stage 2A at this stage. So I suppose the question I'm raising here is, there's nearly like soundings of the Children's Hospital Minister in this at this stage, because there's performance periods and contract have been routinely breached without consequences. There's been no revised programme was communicated. The department never received a programme about the school. It was only achieved actually through a freedom of information. The school have reported poor communication, withheld information and lack of structural engagement between the school management and the Department of Education. The department is paying $181,000 annually in leased prefab accommodation. The school is forced to seek increased voluntary contributions to avoid closure, and it's the only Gaelscoil in Sligo, and the population of Sligo as it's growing. So taxpayers' money are being wasted through prolonged consultant engagement and delivery. So I think the main concerns we have here, and I know that the management of Previta, the Previta is set to retire. He's been working on this. He's been a principal in that school for generations, and he's set to retire. He thought he'd be well moved in this age. We have the site is there. The planning is there. So I suppose the concerns we have now, this has been raised, is there's the failure to uphold the ADAPT 3 policy despite its incorporation into contract documents. So, it has been approved. There's a lack of programme discipline and there's an absence of departmental oversight. So, despite having a suitable site, clear planning support, dedicated local authority efforts, and the County Council are fully on board with this, and a detailed set of contractual programme requirements, the project to deliver a permanent building for the Gaelscoil of Knocknarea has stalled entirely.